This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again?
Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? It's been a long time since I had the champ with me. Since I had the big man with me, yes? Since I had the man, the plan. With the new news station. What's the news station called?
S2JNews.com.
Really?
Oh, yes.
That's fantastic. And what have you been doing on this?
We've been covering news on a regular basis that's related to Muslims and Islam. And we're working with volunteers.
Really?
Yeah, working with volunteers.
I have to say, I'm very impressed.
Alhamdulillah.
You know,
Alhamdulillah.
I tried to do a news station myself, as you know. And it's still it's still functional. We've got fantastic writers, we have
critical
to say.
Critical news, was it? Critical?
CCN.
CCN,
yeah,
critical content news.
Yeah, so, but it's not as operational as your one is, and that's why I want to say to my volunteers or the people that I work with, you know, you're going to let him outstrip us. You're going to let him outstrip us. Well, في ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون, as the Quran says. Yeah, this is what the competition, let the competition happen.
Let the games begin.
But if it doesn't do well, then no, it's not my fault. I was going to say, something has been good on the news this week, and some impressive responses, yes. I think, is this individual here.
Yeah, his name is Shakil Afsar. Yes. We're probably familiar with him because of what was going on with LGBT being taught in Birmingham schools. And mashallah, again, he was very vocal, very active there. And
does he represent a group or anything like that?
Not that I know of, to be honest. He's, mashallah, just come to the forefront and he's been doing a fantastic job.
Oh, wow. I was very impressed because I saw this clip recently and he's taking on a formidable opponent. He's taking on Nigel Farage, who, for those who don't know, was the leader of the UKIP party for some time, British politics, was instrumental in Britain actually going independent from the European Union, breaking away from it, and has a record of success, politically speaking, from his perspective at least.
Mm.
So this is a formidable opponent. And the way he deals with him here, I was very much impressed with him.
I'm very struck watching this,
yeah,
that the politics and division of the subcontinent is now playing out on the streets and cinemas of Birmingham.
What we must remember that this is a film being supported by the current Indian administration, but Modi.
One thing you can already see, kind of like a colonial narrative here, guys. Like, what's happening in your countries is coming to us.
Yes.
He's speaking to a person whose country was colonized by England and the British Empire for
near on 200 years.
Yeah, more longer than that, much longer than this. And the divisions and the revolts and all those kind of things that happen. So this, using this as a way to start the conversation in the first place, already shows you what kind of tone he wants to set with this.
What we must also remember is, as British citizens, we have accountability to the people of Kashmir. This film directly perpetuates that if you say free Kashmir, you are an ISIS terrorist.
As British citizens, he's bringing it back to, listen, I'm as much British as you are. Do you see?
Wow.
And it was a good way to get center of the ring, I think. And this is a good demonstration of how to deal with an aggressive opponent, actually. You know, get center of the ring. You'll see this. He does this. He doesn't allow Farage to assert himself.
This film perpetuates that if you use the term free Kashmir, and as you will know that according to the United Nations resolution, the Kashmiris have been promised the right of self-determination, and the British is directly responsible for the mess that has been left behind in the Asian subcontinent. We cannot wash ourselves away.
Well, the breakup.
I believe that this is propaganda by the Indian administration and the Narendra Modi, who has made this tax free in certain areas.
However, hang on.
This is really good because now he didn't let him interject.
That was fantastic.
That was brilliant. He brushed him away. It's now the analogy of the center of the boxer in the center of the ring. The aggressive boxer's coming in and this guy's throwing uppercuts and left hooks and stuff. He's not letting him take the center of the ring. At the moment, he's winning this. Let's see what Nigel Farage says.
I would also add as well to the point that he said about British involvement is the Radcliffe line, which was when the British left India, Pakistan, they actually drew a set of lines. And one set of lines was the Radcliffe line. And the Radcliffe line is directly involved with the issue of Kashmir that we see today. And that was drawn by somebody called Cyril Radcliffe, which again was a British individual. So that's why, like Jeremiah Wright, who used to be the pastor of Obama, and he used this phrase for America, but I would say it's quite evident for the UK as well, which is America's chickens
come to roost.
Are coming home to roost. And that's exactly what we're seeing now. British involvement in India for 200 years, the drawing of the Radcliffe line, and also the Durand line.
Oh, yeah.
The Durand line, again.
Oh, I'm pretty sure not for drawing lines, Sykes-Picot agreement and all the lines that they've drawn in Africa.
In Africa, the Berlin Conference.
You see.
Yeah, so yeah.
But,
you
but
can...
But the truth of it is this. Is what
and,
is it,
and also...
What's he talking about anyway? I mean, if he's talking about these things that happened in Leicester and Birmingham, and is that the violence he's talking about? Like, what are we talking about here? Who was killed? Who was hurt?
In 2011... The head of the Conservative, in fact, the head of this country was David Cameron. And he said that a lot of things, this was, I think, in the Telegraph or the Guardian, we can show it on the screen. He admitted that Britain has been a big cause to many of the global issues that we see.
Of course.
And he mentioned Kashmir.
Really?
So the Prime Minister of this country has admitted that. And you're saying, oh, why are you bringing it over here?
Yeah.
Are you not aware? It's ridiculous, frankly.
Yeah, it's a colonial narrative. But he's doing very well, this man.
I accept that the rapid breakup in 1947 of empire was done quickly, with a huge loss of life, and in retrospect, should have been done differently.
Absolutely.
No question about that. That was then, this is now. But what I said to you at the beginning, are you bringing the politics of a subcontinent onto the streets of the West Midlands? And we saw this last year in Leicester. You've just talked about Modi, the BJP.
That's correct.
But here's the point. Modi is the democratically elected leader of India. He's been elected twice. He'll probably run for a third term.
And also, to answer your question, he's also the democratic elected leader that is holding the G20 summit in occupied territory. International.
I love this. I love the way he does this.
That was good. I think G20 is it shows that, mashallah, he's researched the topic well. He's aware of the global politics, and the G20 thing is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that was being held in illegally occupied Kashmir.
He's reminding people of the main issue at hand. What he's doing is effective counterpunching. He's not allowing Farage to say what he wants to say and use keywords which will resonate with the Western audience. Democratically, for example, democracy, of course, being one of the things that would energize the base. He's doing a very good job in countering all of the points that he's making. So
I would say also that Nigel Farage seems to be whitewashing what he's saying by using democracy. You've mentioned all this, but he's a democratically elected leader. But Hitler was also democratically elected.
Excellent point.
And that doesn't mean what he did was correct just because he was democratically elected. We still hold him to account, just like we should be holding Modi to account
and,
as well.
And this point you just made about Hitler being democratically elected before it became the Führer and, you know, done what he'd done is important, because actually the BJP, as you've mentioned in your public output, as have I, have actually got connections, the RSS and the BJP, with the Nazi Party, and they've praised them.
They have.
And we're seeing this unusual collaboration or coalition between kind of far-right conservatives and people who maybe you would sympathize with them and the BJP. And we're seeing it kind of play out here a little bit, I think.
And him mentioning democracy, I think, is a loss on his behalf, frankly.
Yes, yes.
Because John Stuart Mill, in his book On Liberty, he talks, and this is a case against democracy.
Mm.
He calls it the tyranny of...
Majority, right?
Of the majority. And that's what we're seeing in India at the moment, with the extremist Hindutva majority that are harming the Christians, the Muslims, the Dalits. So we're seeing...
It's an excellent point. The excellent point is that you want to talk about democracy when it talks about the ballot box. But we're not talking about democracy, because democracy, you can talk about it in many different ways. It's not just a democracy? Is it a pluralistic, liberalistic kind of democracy? Is this the state that it's referring to itself as? If so, let's hold it on those standards. And if we talk about tyranny of the majority or the idea of minority rights and so on, which liberal democracies in the West, for example, pride themselves on and theoretically have been mentioned by the founding fathers of these ideologies, then are the Indians doing what these people in the ideal world would have wanted them to do?
Fantastic,
no.
Fantastic.
No.
And to kind of add a little flavor on that as well, what another critique of democracy is its leading and how it leads to populism and demagoguery.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're seeing here with Modi. He's able to finesse the crowds with whipping up hysteria against and using a minority. Again, reminiscent of what Hitler did with the Jews.
Absolutely. And it's a fair comparison.
And we're seeing this.
Mm.
And the thing is, if you're bringing democracy, can you also mention how in a democracy you can manipulate public opinion?
Yes.
by controlling media? And we know in India there's a typical term that's used, that's the Godi media.
Mm.
With the media belongs to Modi and his party.
Yeah.
And we saw this even with you.
Yeah, sure.
Even with you, last year we saw with that thing that happened in Leicester, there was a specific picture of you going around, and the way the Indian media had used that picture and how they talked about your involvement. And obviously we know each other, the viewers may know you, but the way, and they may, you know, have watched those clips and those videos as well, but the way the Indian media was able to mass manipulate that, just like that, it shows the effect, because here we have a case study closer to home.
Mm.
They do that regularly.
Mm.
But here we saw a case study of where they're doing it with the UK as well. And recently with the BBC documentary of Modi as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually ridiculous, some of the stuff that they can say. And one of the lead anchors in India is Arnab Goswami, who is an absolute vile crypto creep. And Modi is on stage praising him and saying, I watch you.
Really?
जब कभी समय मिलता है तो अर्नब को देखता हूं और देखने से ज्यादा सुनता हूं.
It is recognized that Kashmir is occupied territory, and this prime minister is holding his G20 summit in occupied territory. The fact that the Saudi government, the Chinese government have backed down should clearly show you the level of propaganda that this individual and his organization is going to. We have no issue with people watching the film. Our issue is the fact that the false propaganda, the false narrative that it perpetuates, the film starts with the fact of it saying it's based on true events. The film had its whole trailer removed because the unfactual data of 32,000 girls. We as British Kashmiris, we as British Muslims believe that this film has been pushed out by the Narendra Modi to discriminate and disproportionately affect Muslims. You would never have an anti-Hindu film. You would never have an anti-Jewish film.
We believe this is anti-Muslim. Yeah, the 32,000 figure is of course highly disputed.
Mm.
The fact that
Farage is on the ground, and he knows that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
He knows this would never fly in the Jewish community. No chance at all.
No chance
at all.
You know what? He's punching way above his height here. And you know what? It's an opponent. He's clearly underestimated him. He's being shamed live on GBN.
He's being shamed, yeah.
This is actually embarrassing.
To be honest, I've never seen Nigel Farage get taken down like this.
He absolutely underestimated him.
Do you know why? Because actually, Nigel Farage was so good on his issue. He was very strong and he knew the facts, you know, on his issue, which is the EU and all these kind of things. But when he delves into other issues,
yes,
with people who know more than him,
yes,
he's not versatile enough to take the blows.
And the thing is, Shakil hasn't promoted himself as an academic. Yeah, he's literally, what's the opposite of southpaw?
Orthodox.
So he's seen him as an orthodox. And on this interview, Shakil has come with a southpaw and totally, totally caught him off guard.
Yeah.
Because look at the facts that he's coming out with.
Yeah, I like this.
And we can also add in stuff like when he's talking about Britain and India and stuff like that. Britain has clearly been involved in Indian politics, because when he was the butcher of Gujarat,
UK didn't
bar him from entering the country.
That's right.
The United States didn't give him a visa. So the UK has been involved in Indian politics.
Yeah, of course it has.
So, I mean, what on earth is Nigel talking about? It's infuriating.
He doesn't know what angle to take it from.
Young women are trafficked by some extremist Islamic groups and have been involved in the wars in Syria and elsewhere cannot be denied.
It cannot be denied. The same way the right-wing activists who are shooting up people in schools, the right-wing activists who have their beliefs, you will have terrorism in every community. You will have, violence in every community. As a British Kashmiri...
Do you know what I like about... Do you know what I like about Shaquille here? Shaquille, right?
Yeah.
What I like about what you've done here, bro, he said he repeated the same thing.
Yeah.
That was a... Bro, it's like he's been trained.
Yeah, I
don't know who trained him, but he said the same thing. He said, it cannot be denied. He didn't deny the point.
Wow.
So yeah, this is there. He took it. He parried the punch and then he just gave him one back.
Wow.
And look, I mean, it's like, oh, just like this, because you can't deny this, but you can't deny that.
Yes,
so it's making the case for the unremarkable nature.
Artistry.
He's brilliant. Artistry. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, this is what we want to see, bro. He's really demonstrating assertiveness and the kind of izzah that you want to see as a Muslim community.
Wow.
If he can do it, bro, and he's not been... We haven't seen him
in a debating forum, yeah.
Then a lot of people can do this, bro. This is the kind of model we want to see.
It's
the assertiveness. It's the taking the center of the ring. It's not allowing the interlocutor to dictate the trajectory of the conversation. He's doing a fantastic job.
I want to urge to every single one of you watching this, you can watch the film. But what you must remember is this is being directly pushed by the Narendra Modi government. Just to finish, because you've got me here. Just to finish, this being pushed, the fact that the government of India is making this tax-free in certain areas, what agenda do they have?
It's a democratically elected... Whatever we say about India, it is a genuine democracy. The largest...
Who cares? What a pathetic comeback. It's like a...
Look at his face, though. He looks genuinely... desperate. He looks like he's upset, disappointed at his own performance.
Yeah, yeah, it's a joke, Frank.
Democracy in the world.
I could argue that.
Well, I think it is, but I just wonder.
We've done that
here
for you, Shaquille.
Really, what we're seeing playing out is the extreme distaste that many Hindus have for Muslims and vice versa. There is a large degree.
Look, I personally...
Let's be honest.
I have to disagree.
There's a large degree of racial hatred between the two groups.
I have to completely disagree.
And it's real, isn't it?
These are not racist, though.
What's...
These are not... Muslims are not... It's not a race.
That's pathetic, actually.
It's a real big mistake, man. That's a real big mistake,
bro. That's a big blunder.
Racial hatred.
That's a big blunder, frankly. Yeah, and not only is that a blunder... It's got nothing to do
with the point I had.
Well, on that bombshell, I'll say that I think this is the kind of representation we want as Muslims. Confident, assertive representation where the facts are laid out. He's done an excellent job. And this film that was, Bollywood film that they put out, these individuals, it really was, it only adds to their foolishness because no one's taking this stuff seriously. Indian media and film industry and all this kind of stuff, it's not really credible as a source of information. People are seeing this now. And that's why your man here couldn't even defend you guys properly. And with that, I conclude with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.